inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
It's harvest time, and with us on the line, as usual, for this week's edition of Garden Talk is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Oops, good morning, Matt.
Dropped the phone there, didn't you?
Yeah, juggling. Yeah, good. I'm working on it.
So there's a big event coming up this weekend that we should probably let listeners know about right off the bat. What's coming up here?
Certainly, the Community Garden Harvest Fair going on, how many years now? 20 some years, anyway. I forget. It's been a while. But Saturday morning, folks can bring from all over town, can bring their produce, their best, their biggest, their weirdest, you know, those twisty carrots or the zucchinis with noses and toes and strange potatoes, or beautiful produce and flowers, jams and jellies, preserves, out to the community garden for judging. And the entry deadline is 10:15 Saturday morning, and then we'll have stuff judged by noon. Then folks can gather around and admire all the produce and all the ribbons and such that people have won, and maybe talk to them about how they grow those beautiful dahlias or big garlic or strange zucchinis. I've got one. It might be a prize winner. We'll see.
What's the most bizarre or unusual thing that you've seen during one of these harvest fairs?
Have been some spectacular harvest baskets. People can make, you know, get a nice basket with different, many different flowers in it, or flowers and herbs, and I think that's the most impressive thing when you see the wide range of produce that folks can grow. Sometimes I'll do just, 12 different kinds of potatoes in a basket. But there is also a decorative class where you can take one of those big zucchinis and decorate it up into, I don't think I've seen a Darth Vader zucchini yet, but it could happen. There's an idea for somebody, perhaps.
What do the judges look for?
In the judging of produce, there are standards for quality. And with vegetables and fruits, we can taste them, too, which is a plus in my view. Whether it be raspberries or blueberries or blackberries and apples, which are, just about ready. They could be brought in right now. And that's really having the best. So like with green beans or peas, you normally have to have five, ideally, all perfect, same size, shape, and quality, and we don't want over mature stuff. You want them to be fresh, crisp, and not too large. Certainly we've had some big cabbages on occasion, but we're looking for quality, except when we're looking for weirdness.
Now, very quickly, we don't have much time left here, but we should probably be harvesting some other things in our garden right now, whether they're for the harvest fair or not, and that includes potatoes.
Yes, some of us put some potatoes in pretty early this spring, and if the potato vines are starting to die down or turn yellow, it's time to start harvest some of those. And they should have bloomed some weeks ago, so once they're done blooming, then again, a few at least could be harvested. You may want to save your main harvest till later on in September or beyond. But again, once they become mature, it's good to get them out of the ground. Or even if those plants are fairly mature, you can cut them off and then throw a tarp over the whole thing so that our wet weather, of which is we've had a plenty, and or slugs don't get to them. They can stay in the ground. They can toughen up. The skins toughen so that they will store better. So look at them, do a little test dig, pull up a plant here or there if you've got plenty to spare. And, of course, they're really tasty at this time of year. I mean, the skins just about slip off, just briefly boiled or sautéed with some garlic. Got to have garlic, of course, and enjoy.
And one more thing that we should be harvesting?
Apples are starting to get ready. Folks growing yellow transparent apples, those are ready to make into pie. You want to harvest them when they're green. And give them a taste. They should be tart, because once yellow transparents, at least, get to be mature, they turn yellow, as their namesake, and they become quite mealy. They cook down very quickly and easily into applesauce. But if you want to make pies or tarts or something like that, you do want to pick them early. And the nice thing, too, is that they are so, the skins are so thin, I don't bother to peel them before tossing them in the pies with some cinnamon and sugar and nutmeg. And away we go with some ice cream.
Okay. Ed Byerski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Byerski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature here on KTOO Juneau.